Our story is about Elisha ben Avuya. We'll have a few stories about him, but we'll start tonight. The Tosfos quotes the following story from the Jerusalem Talmud. There was a man named Avuya, and he had a son. He made a bris for his son. He apparently was an important person. Seems like he was wealthy, and he had political influence, he had clout. So the rabbis came to his son's bris, and everyone's eating and talking, and the rabbis sit down and they start learning Torah. And they're learning Torah, and a fire comes and surrounds them. So he runs into the room and starts yelling, "What do you want to do? You're going to burn my house down? What's wrong with you guys? What are you playing with fire in here?" So someone stopped him and said, "Mr. Avuya, take it easy. This is what happens every time they learn. This isn't the fire that's going to burn your house. This is a spiritual fire." So Avuya stands on the side and watches, and he sees that the fire doesn't take hold of any of his furniture, doesn't catch on his walls. And he says, "Wow, what a trick. Boy, I just had a son. I want my son to do that." So Avuya decided that he's going to educate his son to learn Torah. And his son became a great, great sage. Elisha ben Avuya became one of the greatest Tanoim in all of history. We have the whole Mishnah. The Mishnah that we use is the Mishnah that Rabbi Meir taught. It's the version of Rabbi Meir's. And Rabbi Meir was a disciple of Elisha ben Avuya. Now at one point, Elisha ben Avuya encountered philosophical hardships. One source says that he's one of the students that went into the Pardes, went into the secrets of Torah, and he walked out and he left the fold. Another source says that he saw a son being asked by his father to climb a tree and do shiluach haken, chase away the mother bird and bring down the eggs. And as the child was climbing up the tree, he was performing two mitzvot that the Torah promises longevity as a reward for the performance of these two mitzvot. He's climbing up the tree and he's doing the mitzvah of shiluach haken, and a snake comes and bites him. The boy falls out of the tree. The boy dies. And Elisha said, "What? The Torah says you do these two mitzvot. Each one alone the Torah promises longevity for." He left the fold. A third source says that Elisha ben Avuya saw the 10 martyrs. He saw a specific one of the 10 martyrs. He saw how the rabbis suffered in spite of the fact that they were learning Torah. Whatever it was, he had a philosophical hardship with the bad that's in this world. And so he left. Stopped keeping Torah.
In historical context, is this before the martyrs?
That's an excellent question, because the martyrs spanned a few decades, if not over a century, in history. Meaning one Medrash seems to put them all at one period of Jewish history, but the Rishonim already point out that it's a very interesting song, but historically the 10 martyrs lived in different times. This is already pointed out by the Rishonim. But at any rate, Elisha ben Avuya, if you want to place him in history, so you have to figure he was Rabbi Meir's Rebbe. Rabbi Meir was before Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Meir was also a disciple of Rabbi Akiva. So Elisha ben Avuya, you place him in about the same generation as Rabbi Akiva. And that's a little tough, because Rabbi Akiva lived 120 years. Rabbi Akiva saw the destruction of the temple. Rabbi Akiva was at the period of Bar Kokhba. So it's a little hard. You know, where do you place him exactly? It's a little hard to place Rabbi Akiva too. But if you want to know as far as the order of Tanoim, that's about the generation. Elisha ben Avuya left the fold. And the Talmud brings us all kinds of stories about him. He was riding his horse on Shabbos. And his student Rabbi Meir was walking behind him learning. So the Rebbe is desecrating Shabbos. And the student is learning from him. And the rabbi said, "Rabbi Meir, how could you learn from him?" So Rabbi Meir said, "I take what's good and I throw out the bad. You know, when you eat a fruit, you also throw out the peel and eat the fruit. So that's what I do with his Torah." The rabbis didn't agree with that. The rabbis held that you can't do that. A Rebbe has to be someone who is an observance of what he's teaching. And they instructed all other students not to learn from Elisha ben Avuya. The Talmud records that once Rabbi Meir was walking behind him, he's riding on his horse on Shabbos, and Elisha tells Rabbi Meir, I think you're not allowed to walk another footstep, you're hitting the tchum. Elisha's riding, he's still going, he's riding a horse on Shabbos, he goes beyond the tchum, but he tells Rabbi Meir, you know, you should stop there, son. So Rabbi Meir said, Rabbi, come back. And this is where we'll pick up Ezrat Hashem next time.